Hi there. I'm Melissa Bowman for CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Thanks for tuning in to today's Waterloo Region Weekly Roundup. Today's episode focuses on 2 weeks of discussions at Woolwich Council regarding the possibility of a Better Tent City moving to a new proposed location on Spitzig Road. A Better Tent City is the community of residents currently housed in tiny homes at Lot 42 in Kitchener. It has been recognized as one of Canada's top 100 recovery projects by the Future of Good. That community is in search of a new location as they are no longer able to reside at Lot 42 after June 20th. As word spread about this possible new location, there were mixed reactions throughout the region. Some people raised questions about whether a rural location could meet the needs of a Better Tent City residence. Others saw some new possibilities with this proposal around growing their own food and other opportunities that more space may provide them. Many Woolwich residents voiced their concerns about a Better Tent City moving to Spitzig Road, with some neighbors starting a petition against this proposal. Woolwich Council met on June 1st and 8th to discuss the Spitzig Road location and to provide residents a chance to engage in that discussion. In addition to the many delegations that spoke both evenings, there were dozens of written submissions as well. While many of those written submissions and delegations were opposed to the proposed location, there were also those who spoke in favor. Members of a Better Tent City leadership team and township staff also shared further information about what the proposal entails. The first meeting, on June 1st, begins with Mayor Sandy Shantz offering some opening remarks about how they have heard from many residents, mostly from Breslau, and that those residents have concerns about this proposal.
I completely understand that some of you watching are afraid for the safety of your community and for the residents who might be staying at a Better Tent City farm if it proceeds. This is a new proposal for you and a new one for us. That's why we're starting with a public presentation.
Mayor Shantz then sets out some expectations for appropriate discussions for this evening's council meeting.
I want each of you to remember that the people who call a Better Tent City home and those who are living rough are people, just like you and just like me. They are our sons and daughters, our friends and neighbors, our nieces and nephews, our mothers and fathers, and no family is immune. Whether they have mental health needs, have fallen into addictions for any number of reasons, or have just hit hard times, they deserve respect. So in the course of our discussion this evening, if there are any disparaging remarks, I will have staff remove you from the meeting immediately. We're here to listen to the proposal, to listen to the delegations, to ask questions, and to identify the next steps in the same due process that any change of use needs to follow.
Staff provide some context of how we got to this point.
It was less than a month ago that we first heard as a township that the At Better Tent City was looking at possible sites throughout the region. At that time, we heard that the At Better Tent City was interested in talking with the Township of Woolwich about their interest in Woolwich. And it was understood that they wanted to present to council. In advance of them presenting to council, we thought it would be a good idea for not just the township, but also the region to be involved in any discussions to understand what would be coming forward. The reason for the region being involved is twofold. We live and we work and we operate in a two-tier planning system. There are not just provincial policies, but there's a regional official plan policies, township official plan policies, and zoning to be concerned about as well. You know, certainly this issue falls in the area of the broader social service, homelessness, shelter, those sorts of issues. So it was the type of thing that very much the two tiers of government wanted to be engaged in. I want to make it clear that all through that particular meeting, we have asserted the importance of due process that would need to be followed no different than any other application that would come before the municipality.
Staff state their commitment to due process and how they believe that it is a necessity as they work through these discussions.
I think what we've had this week is an example of the community being concerned that things are just going to happen. And certainly as a township, that has never been the intention. It's always been about following due process.
One of the organizers of A Better Tent City, Jeff Wilmer, provides an overview of what A Better Tent City is all about.
A Better Tent City is a community initiative that provides tiny homes for previously unsheltered people. People in Kitchener, Waterloo, and area who are homeless and cannot or will not use the shelter system. And often that is because of mental illness and or drug addiction, but it also includes couples or people who have a pet as their closest companion. So we believe that the solution for homelessness is housing, with supports where necessary. But until there's enough supportive housing for all, some people are left living rough. Housing is the foundation of health, both physical health and mental health. So we provide a tiny home. We provide toilets, showers, laundry facilities. We provide meals. Healthcare services come to the site, not only physical health services, but mental health and addictions counseling as well. And we provide an opportunity for the residents to help take responsibility for looking after their new home and their community. The residents are not simply left to fend for themselves. There's a strong and diverse team of supports that visit the site and supports that are on site, starting with two live-in on-site coordinators, Nadine and Alvin. A Better Tent City has been up and running now for over a year, and it's making a big difference in the lives of the residents, those in our region who are the most difficult to help. And it is remarkably cost-effective. We provide more than shelter. We provide a home and a community and a family.
Mr. Wilmer goes on to say that organizers have heard that some Woolwich residents may be supportive of these services in general, but don't believe the Spitzig Road location is ideal.
Well, there may not be a perfect site in this region, but the Spitzig Road site is a beautiful opportunity for A Better Tent City. People say that they're sensitive to the needs of homeless people, but it's not enough to be sensitive. Together, we need to be responsive to those needs. It was Gandhi who said, "The true measure of any society can be found in how it treats its most vulnerable members." The township can take a regulatory approach to this, talking about due process and so on, or you can take a compassionate approach. A Better Tent City is like a family. We would be on a farm, and we have farm workers. We could move in this month if the township is willing to be compassionate.
Father Toby of St. Mary's Parish speaks next and directly addresses the residents of Lot 42.
To the residents directly, because they've been following all of the social media posts, that many people in the township of Woolwich do love you, despite some of the negative things that have been said. And I'm so sorry that you had to see the inappropriate comments. Those comments are unfair, and I suspect that they were said by people who are afraid of the unknown and didn't mean to cause so much hurt. Please continue to have faith in our ability to find you a new home. We love you guys.
Father Toby continues by stating that we are all learning here if we are open to it.
Each interaction with another is not only a teachable moment, it's an opportunity to learn. Things get really difficult when there is no desire to understand the other, that they have nothing to offer. We are so proud of our residents because when we took time to try and understand them, they taught us so much. They taught us about how you build solid relationships while experiencing some of the more raw experiences in life. That in our vulnerability, we can be there for each other in ways we will remember for the rest of our lives.
There were a number of delegations that spoke in support of and those in opposition to the proposed location for A Better Tent City. However, council decided to revisit this discussion again the following week on June 8th, and many of the same people spoke at that meeting as well. So let's move to the June 8th meeting. That meeting begins with staff describing how A Better Tent City is unique in that it doesn't really fit in any existing categories and outlines some of the potential options of how council can deal with this proposal.
It's not your typical single family household. It's not a group home. It's not a rooming, lodging and boarding house. It's not a farm. So it's not something that was contemplated. So there is opportunities they could look at some temporary use under the official plan and go through what then is called a temporary use zone change. As part of that process, there would be pre-application process with agencies to review what reports are required to make a complete application. And then they would start through the public process of applying with the complete application, where we'd share those reports to the public. We'd have a public meeting. on the proposal, and then council after that at some point would make a recommendation based on the information in front of them, and staff would provide that recommendation to council.
Staff share about permitting processes and the need for zoning to be in place.
The use of the building needs to conform with zoning for staff to be able to issue a building permit. Based on the proposal that staff have received, tiny homes themselves, because there's no plumbing located in the homes and because of the size of the homes, they actually would not require building permits. Some of the other structures would. A multi-purpose kind of central building has been discussed. That would house washroom, showering facilities, laundry facilities. So a building like that would require a permit, and as well septic systems and gray water systems for wastewater would require permits.
Council asked staff about how long a process like the one A Better Tent City may need to apply for usually takes.
Generally, you're looking from when an application is submitted, that we kind of just before the public meeting process that the form became complete, to the end of the process is minimum about 6 months, usually closer to nine at times. So it depends a lot on responses from agencies and how well the applicants are able to respond back.
Assuming the application was started now in June, that puts the possible approval date somewhere between December to March. Laura Hamilton is on the leadership team for A Better Tent City, and she outlines some of the goals organizers had with the establishment of A Better Tent City.
A Better Tent City began as a low-barrier, housing-first approach to provide an opportunity to move unsheltered people from dangerous conditions on the streets into a more safe and supportive community. Our goal was protection from the environment, access to hygiene and sanitation facilities, and connection to services and healthcare on a path to stable housing. We are not an unsanctioned encampment where anyone can just show up and pitch a tent. A Better Tent City has two site coordinators who live on site, both with lived experience and both with years of experience providing support to unsheltered residents in our region. As A Better Tent City grew and as individuals seeking shelter would arrive on site, these coordinators would determine if there was capacity in the community and if those seeking shelter would be a good fit. Similarly, if residents cannot abide by the commitments they had made in order to join the community, the site coordinators support them to move on. This is what I meant when I said last week that because we are neither an unsanctioned encampment nor are we a municipally funded shelter, we are something quite novel, a curated community, an intentional community established to provide a safe space for a small group of the hundreds of people in our region who remain unsheltered.
Ms. Hamilton also describes what living rough means compared to the experience of those who are now living at Lot 42.
Living rough means falling to sleep knowing that there's a good chance that you will be kicked awake and asked to move on. Living rough means always packing up, always moving, always looking for a safer space. When they came, they slept and they ate. Eggs and toast on demand. Our makeshift kitchen meant that folks could make a hot meal when they were hungry and they didn't have to walk for blocks carrying everything they owned in order to ask for food or for a washroom.
Jeff Wilmer tells council that they are not asking for a waiver of due process, but rather a compassionate interpretation of existing bylaws.
If council determines this evening that an official plan amendment or a zone change or a temporary use zone change is required, we will certainly respect that direction. However, I am asking you to interpret your bylaw. It's your bylaw. It's your privilege to be able to interpret it. So we're asking you to interpret it as already permitting our use. Agriculture is established on the property. We do propose to have the residents involved in agriculture, and we could be interpreted as being similar to a single family residence. We are in your hands on that matter.
Mr. Wilmer provides additional details about some of the perceived challenges with the proposed location being in a rural community.
There were concerns also that the property was too remote, that it was too far from transit, had no sidewalks, too far from a bank or a grocery store. The residents of A Better Tent City do not need a grocery store. They rely 100% on the food bank. Transit, it's not ideal that we're so far from transit, but it is manageable. Our site coordinator, Nadine, has a car. St. Mary's Church has a shuttle vehicle, and St. Mary's is providing an outreach coordinator who works on site. So that's a manageable issue. A sidewalk would be nice to have, but a need to have is a house and a caring community.
One delegate, Rochelle Lanting, says that we should not be in an urgent situation struggling to find a suitable location for a better tent city, because Jeff Wilmer and the team have known since July 2020 that they would only be on Lot 42 land for 1 year.
The lease of Lot 42 was never approved for more than a year. The need to relocate has been there since the beginning, and they say they have been looking, but have not given any concrete evidence of a search. Something isn't right here. A better tent city should not be in a position of emergency looking for a new location. What has been happening? The true story is given by Jeff Wilmer in an April 26 interview. Wilmer said the region and cities haven't shown a willingness to help find a new location. This troubling emergency situation for the residents of a better tent city was not created by the Woolwich Township and the Breslau residents asking for due process or simply saying, you deserve a better place than we have to offer. No, this emergency was created by the Region of Waterloo and the City of Kitchener. They have not shown compassion and a willingness to relocate these residents close to the services they need and the amenities that would make their life better. They had 11 months and have zero results.
Ms. Lanting was part of a group of three speakers, and they also addressed the cost to transform the existing rural land into something that would be usable by a better tent city, and had concerns around the impacts on the local emergency medical services. Ms. Lanting concludes.
In summary, the current crisis is not one that our compassionate Mayor Shantz, our compassionate councillors, or the compassionate people of Woolwich should feel guilty or responsible for. There's better options for these residents, and we are trying to help you get them. A better tent city is currently in an area that meets its needs. The proposed Spitzig Road location truly offers nothing to the residents. It reduces them to utter dependency and limits their ability to transition into jobs and housing. In the meantime, they live in danger due to the lack of EMS services. This location is a disservice to the residents. Truly, the compassionate approach is to say no to this location and help them find a better one. Far more affordable and more suitable options are available in Kitchener, and Mayor Vrbanovic has indicated his willingness to support the project.
The next delegate, Melanie Van Alphen, is supportive of the move to this new location and shares some of the positives she has already seen through this work.
The work of a better tent city also builds strong relationships and partnerships with those in the community, providing an opportunity for many to get involved and support their residents. It has been incredible to see many come together for this cause, especially the students and the young people. Many have built tiny homes, volunteered, or donated so that a better tent city and its vision can thrive.
Martin Asling with Waterloo Region Yes in My Backyard is also supportive of the proposed location. He says he was not surprised to learn that some of the residents of Lot 42 saw value in moving away from the current location.
Central locations being close to services are good for some people. Being a bit further afield and away from temptation or people that may do them harm is better for others. Perhaps more importantly, though, the people that are best suited to determine what type of programming or location is best for the people of a better tent city are not their potential neighbors or council, for that matter, or myself. It's the people of a better tent city themselves.
Mr. Asley notes the problems that arise when one neighborhood opposes housing supports and services being placed close to existing residents.
Whatever the concerns of local residents in any of the places where any such programs and housing to support people are, regardless of how genuinely or deeply felt they are never a good reason to push such housing and supports to some other neighborhood. Passing the buck simply leads to more passing the buck. Invariably, it means such supports and housing being concentrated in one place or not available at all. The concerns of residents in one neighborhood should not trump the concerns in another, but more importantly, should not trump the immediate and substantial needs of people that need housing.
Mr. Asling concludes by referencing a statement from the staff report that he believes provides a way forward for council to approve this location without the long process of planning applications.
I'll close by noting a very relevant portion of today's staff report, and I quote, if the township or another public agency felt that the use was important and addressed a public need, the use could be established under the oversight of that public agency and be deemed a public service under section 6.9 of the zoning. If meeting the tests of being a public service, the use is then exempt from zoning. That's from page 5 of the staff report. I strongly believe that programs such as A Better Tent City that house and support formerly homeless people provide a vital public service. Homelessness exacerbates issues for those experiencing homelessness and for society at large. We all benefit from programs that end homelessness for any number of people.
Carolyn Israel wanted to better understand what Lot 42 was offering to its residents, so she visited one day, and she shares a bit about how that visit went.
A few tenants opened their doors for me to see inside their tiny homes. In addition to the 50 tiny homes, there is a trailer for laundry and showers, a store for necessities, and a large common area for dining and socializing. In the back of the common area, in a garage-type space, there were five or six tents set up with people living in them, waiting for a home to become available or built for them. Until then, they say they are safe, out of the cold and out of the outdoors, and I quote, "It's better than living under a bridge."
However, Ms. Israel says she opposes the proposed location because she feels like it is setting the residents of Lot 42 up for failure, and she believes that we can do better for them. One delegate, Dennis Bell, outlines why he opposes this location, saying we must respect due process, ensure that we have access to truthful and accurate information, and that all decisions ensure good planning for the community. Mayor Sean says that she wants to address something that she has heard from several delegations, that there has been a lack of public information and input to date on this plan. Mayor Sean says,
last week was council's first opportunity to hear this proposition. We were informed of it maybe a week or two prior to the meeting. And as soon as we heard about it, we said we need to bring it to the public for discussion. And so I want to make that clear here to everyone who is listening. This is not something that's been out there for a long period of time. As soon as we heard about it, we, at the first opportunity, brought it to a public council committee meeting. And we are hearing everyone who has wanted to be heard.
Delegate Ryan Jancy says that no one is arguing against the value of the people who reside at A Better Tent City, but rather it's just about whether this is an appropriate location for them or not.
We agree that all people are valuable. The contention is with a political issue, not the people of the Better Tent City. And that could not be better highlighted than some of the comments from the delegates in favor of A Better Tent City, where they made beautiful, impassioned, honest, sincere, heartfelt arguments of compassion for the people of A Better Tent City. But I was scrupulously taking notes and wrote no actual arguments down for the actual location, which is a substantive issue here today.
Mr. Jancy insists, quite adamantly, that there are other possible solutions and references Kitchener's recent approval to allow tiny homes on homeowners' properties.
How come nobody has mentioned that the city of Kitchener just allowed for us to put tiny, literally called tiny houses, on our properties? Every resident can put a home on your, every resident can put a tiny home on your property. Boom, we've just solved the issue. Wait a minute. Are there not 40 willing residents in 500,000 city population region to take on this crisis? The answer is no. They're willing to spend 600 plus thousand, if those numbers are correct, in order to make a home, yet can't afford the favor of just 40 residents to put a tiny home on?
After all of the delegation spoke, discussion opened up for council. A motion was put forth by Ward 3 Councillor Larry Shantz, and after a rather long pause of looking for a seconder to that motion, Ward 1 Councillor Scott McMillan seconds it. The motion reads,
whereas the A Better Tent City group has requested that they be permitted to move to the Spitzig Road property based on compassionate grounds, be it resolved that council requires that ABTC go through an appropriate and regular planning application process. Be it furthermore resolved that township staff be asked to continue working with the region, cities, and other townships on a suitable interim site and a long-term solution for ABTC.
Councillor McMillan says that the best people to decide whether this location will work for A Better Tent City or not are those residents.
I do think that when it comes to saying whether or not the spot is good for the residents of lot of A Better Tent City, we can't do that. We can't dictate to those residents, those people, what is right for them. And I think we have to defer to the people who are in this, that are working on behalf of the residents, and to the residents themselves. It's not up to us as a council or a greater community to dictate to residents what is best for them. So I think arguments about this isn't a suitable place for them, they can decide that. When I was sworn in, we had a ceremony, and Mayor Shantz, you talked about having an empty table in our council chamber, and having that chair represent the voice that isn't heard. And I think in this instance, it's very easy to understand who that chair is for. And the people that have come out in droves, I understand the confusion about process and feeling like you haven't had a voice, but through petitions, through delegations, through emails, through phone calls, your voice has been heard loud and clear. There's an empty chair there that voice is not being heard. And I think as council, we need to remember that, as Mayor Sean so eloquently put, that voice that doesn't get represented.
Ward 1 Councillor Patrick Merlihan says that the amount of correspondence councillors have received recently on this issue has been pretty overwhelming. He thinks the region has a larger role to play in housing in general, and this issue specifically.
I'd be calling on my regional colleagues to take a closer look at how we provide shelter to people. There's clearly, you know, not just 50 people falling through the cracks. There's hundreds. And in a community such as ours in Waterloo Region, with so much opportunity, so much wealth for so many people, it makes me feel bad that we can't do more, or we won't do more. I see when we, as politicians and at different levels, when you want something, you can make it happen. If you want expensive artwork for the LRT, you can find budget for that. If you want to expand an airport for $50 million, you can find money for that. How come we can't find money for, you know, the people that don't have any?
Mayor Shantz believes the region is truly committed to improving access to affordable housing and outlines some of the actions that the region has taken recently in that regard.
The region of Waterloo has increased our budget for housing considerably. We've taken on an attitude of housing first. We've started a number of pilot projects to test out different models for affordable housing. And we're increasing the number of affordable houses considerably. We've donated property to developers with the intent to develop affordable housing. And it is a high priority at the region, and we have devoted quite a budget towards it.
Council discussion concludes on this issue, and the motion is put to a vote, which passes unanimously. That means that a Better Tent City could possibly still move to the proposed location on Spitzig Road, but only after they successfully work through the planning application process. If you'd like to learn more about A Better Tent City, visit civichubwr.org and click on A Better Tent City on the right side of the page. Thanks for tuning in to today's Waterloo Region Weekly Roundup. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative grant program and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. You can find out more about that initiative, as well as all of the CKMS programming, at Radio Waterloo. Also, feel free to continue this conversation. You can find me on Twitter at M2Bowman. Thanks for listening.